Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting Network. I'm here in cloudy New Jersey, and with my partner and friend JJ Sefton, who's in hopefully nicer Wisconsin. It's been an interesting week. So, Sefton, what do you got first?
It has been a very interesting week indeed. Well, it's sunny today, but very chilly. The colder weather is definitely on the way here in the Midwest. Anyway, lots of things happening, and I guess, excuse me, right off the bat, there was a very interesting and kind of unfortunate and sort of disturbing poll that came out from our dear friend Jim Lakely and his associates at the Heartland Institute with Rasmussen about the state of the insane state of the I guess the electorate of our nation and where and what it portends for us.
Yeah, it was awful, in fact. I was shocked at how dismal the data are. I'll read you the headline. That is Heartland Rasmussen poll. 53% of young voters want a socialist to win the 2028 presidential election. 76% want government to nationalize major U.S. industries. I lay this squarely in the lap of our pathetic and communist control or socialist controlled universities. They have destroyed education in the United States. They've destroyed it on purpose, and this is the result. And I don't know what else can be done other than the total destruction of our current university system.
And I hate to say it, I think it goes beyond the university system because it's the university system that creates the teachers that teach the public school systems and feed into the universities. And this garbage has been going on, and I've written about it, and I'm sure you've written about it many times as well, at least for the last, almost 80 years, probably since the end or maybe even before World War II, starting off with, probably, I'm just trying to think of some of the horrible characters in this horrible play. One of them being not that, what is it, John Dewey, number one, and then of course the refugees from Europe who fled totalitarian Nazism
And brought it
and
to
came
us.
and brought it to us the what's known were known as the Frankfurt School. What is it, Herbert Marcuse among one of them, and another one named Theodore Adorno. Either or both of them were, of course, mentors to a name that should be familiar to some of you, a woman named Angela Davis. And of course, William Ayers, the Weatherman terrorist, who decided to put down the fire bombs and the pipe bombs and get a degree teaching the teachers. And this is the result. This is where you get people picking up Molotov cocktails and hurling them at ICE and police and beating up Jews on campuses and so on down the road. Until you get transsexual terrorists shooting up Catholic schools. And
Yeah,
that's it's
it's
all
charming.
related. And you are right. It is our education system has become, as was intended by Vladimir Lenin, who said, "You give me 4 years and I will, I'll make it to shape a child and they'll become communist." And he was absolutely right. And we've had at least several generations of that in this country. So
And I think that, the Frankfurt School is actually a very, very interesting thing. And I think obviously they're the forerunners to this postmodern malaise that we are in right now. They've sort of blended Marxism, classical Marxism, with psychoanalysis, which is in and of itself a very, very dangerous thing. And they also pushed a lot of the sociology departments in American universities, which, and sociology, of course, is a pseudoscience. But the blending of these things has created a very, very powerful force against free markets and personal freedom. And the Frankfurt School is very, very clearly perhaps the worst single thing that has happened in the United States in the 20th century.
wow, that's certainly a case can be made considering where we are, the mindset of people to hate their country, to hate their heritage, to hate their parents, and ultimately to hate themselves.
Yeah, that's
So
exactly
there it
it.
is.
And if you look at a list of the adherents to the Frankfurt School and their their students and those students' students. It's a list of the worst Americans in our history. These are evil, evil people.
For those
And
of you who, for those of you who don't know, and I strongly and highly recommend you bookmark them. If you go to a website called
yes.
discoverthenetworks.org and type in Frankfurt School, type in William Ayers, type in all of these names, it is literally a rogues gallery of all the evil characters who have been destroying this country since at least 100 years. And it is definitely a good, don't take it the wrong way, hit list to keep top of mind. So, and it's a nice scorecard to see who's batting for the other side and where they're coming from.
Yeah. Anyway, this is from Jim Lakely's organization. It's not his organization, but it's fantastic. Heartland Institute, folks, take a look at them. They're wonderful in every single respect. Heartland.org. This just came out. Yesterday, actually, yesterday morning, and it's worth a
And we have,
read. It's depressing as hell, but it's worth a
it
read.
is. And as an addendum, I saw there was some poll somewhere on Twitter, for what it's worth, saying that the dream ticket for the young set is, which plays off of this Heartland poll, is turns out to be Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris. And I'm going, oh my God. Well, run them. There you go. Run yourselves into the ground. Why not? Ay, ay, ay.
I actually don't mind Bernie. Bernie Sanders is, oh boy. I mean, he is a typical communist. It's okay. He's a fraud. He's a champagne socialist. There's a wonderful photograph of him recently at some backyard barbecue carrying a plate with a huge lobster on it. And it's just classic. Communism for ye, but not for me. I don't really mind him. I really don't.
And he
Kamala
owns
Harris.
how many ski houses in Vermont does he
Yeah,
own?
really,
Mansion,
really.
mansion.
Yeah.
And AOC is worth how many $1 billion because of her fraud husband or somebody, or Ilhan Omar is also worth billions
Yeah,
because of her
between 15 and
literal
30
fraud
million
husband.
dollars. I don't know about that data, but those data, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, Sanders is a fraud, and it's okay. He plays the game well. Chlamydia Harris is just fucking stupid. I mean, she goes where she is told to go, and the idea of her on a major party ticket in the United States is offensive in the extreme, and it tells you how poorly the Democrat Party has thought out its, I don't know, its bullpens, its minor leagues. They just don't have anybody other than these fucking idiots.
But
And
see,
that's good for us. Listen, it's fantastic for us.
it is. But if you look at these polls, and then over the last several weeks, and we've been talking about her, it's seemingly there are other polls that we have cited that supposedly shows the young crowd, getting away from the Democrats and Gen Z moving more towards the MAGA Republican tent, or if not just the Republican tent, and away from Democrats. But I don't know. It's just very. There's a lot of sort of. The noise signal to noise ratio out there is just really weird. So I just it's hard to read the tea leaves,
Yeah.
and it's and Heartland and Rasmussen are definitely trustworthy as a trustworthy outfit. So it's a little bit scary. And then you have the Democrats tearing themselves apart in New York about what to do with this Mamdani character. They're freaking out over him on the one hand, and yet on the other hand, they're all they're
They're
itching to
supportive of
elect
him. Yeah.
supporting
Yeah.
a communist Islamist.
It's fantastic.
So,
It's fantastic. Listen, New York is fucked.
well, that's
Mamdani's
for
gonna
sure.
win. Unless something horrendous happens, I can't imagine what could happen that would allow Cuomo or Adams or even that idiot, what's his name?
Sliwa?
Sliwa to win. It just won't happen.
No, well, Sliwa's a Republican, so he has no shot.
Yeah,
But
that's just not going to happen.
the only way for Mamdani really to lose this, I mean, if you discount the fraud factor in New York City, which is huge, as is in New York State, is for both or two of these people to drop out of the race and just let Sliwa run as a Republican, or one of the Democrats has to drop out and leave the door open either for Adams and whoever. And
Yeah, I
it's
think
just
Adams has to drop out. I think Cuomo's got better polling. Not that it's impressive at all. He ran a shit campaign, and Adams is simply he's seen as too corrupt even for New York.
Too
I
corrupt,
think
and
that's
also he's
ridiculous
associated.
because he's not too corrupt for New York. No one's too
No.
corrupt for New York. And I'm sort of offended by the supposition that he's too corrupt.
And just, I think part of the problem is he's too, in a way, because Donald Trump sort of gave him the kiss of death by, you know, sort of not by by suggesting he be pardoned for whatever his crimes were a number of months ago. So it's
Yeah.
like, oh, if Trump approves of him, then yeah, we were not. So that's sort of, you know, that's kind of for Democrats anyway, it would be the kiss of death. So be that as it may.
Yeah. So what else is going on? Anything
But
interesting?
yes, some very interesting things. We Donald Trump, God bless him, the most magnificent, as I call him, our glorious president, and I say that not sarcastically. He is terrific. He, you know, fresh off of, you know, helping to deal a hopefully knockout blow to the Iranian regime, one of Iran's biggest allies in our hemisphere, Venezuela. Donald Trump sent the U.S. Navy to blow up in international waters one of their drug smuggling boats. And these are, and by the way, the Venezuelan drug cartel is led by its led by the president of the country, Nicolas Maduro, the hideous communist. And so everyone is freaking out over that. And so so that was a good thing. And in response, Maduro made the stupid move of, you know, launching a couple of fighter jets to intercept or to try to you know, potentially attack U.S. military assets, which is insane on the face of it. So hopefully the Maduro regime can be brought to heel. And some have postulated that if Maduro goes, then it's a good thing, because what is that? It doesn't bode well for the other communists in our hemisphere, including the remnants of the Castro regime in Cuba and also of the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. And unfortunately and sadly, the Chi-coms have a toehold in our hemisphere
Yeah.
in South America. So good on Donald Trump for going after and blasting the drug boats out. And
Yeah,
of course, the wrong people, the right people are protesting it, meaning Democrats, leftists, and communists.
it's easy to criticize what the administration did with that drug running boat. And I understand the criticism and I think it's appropriate. The problem is that Congress has run away from these issues for so long that they have ceded the battle space, as it were, to the administration. The administration can do pretty much whatever it wants because Congress is unwilling to rein them in and is unwilling to make unequivocal declarations of war. And you know, what else should the administration do? Were these guys smuggling drugs? Yeah, probably. Were they smuggling people? Yeah, maybe. I'm sorry, I simply don't care. Maybe that sounds cruel, but if Congress wants to do something about that, it can. But but we can't simply do nothing, and that is what these naysayers in social media are hoping for, that we simply do nothing.
Yes, and there is a major drug crisis in this country, and everyone is screaming bloody murder about it. And yet here we have a president who's actually trying to do something about it. And of course, he gets reamed for, first of all, for trying to close the border, trying to, you know, rein in crime with the National Guard. And that's another issue in D.C. and elsewhere, when Democrats want disorder and open borders and crime, because disorder and chaos is how they bamboozle the public and the, you know, the people like the Gen Z crowd, like the poll shows, into backing them. And it's a hideous thing. So
Yeah.
good.
So another interesting thing that I think it was Donald Trump who said, or somebody in his administration, about a possible ban on the possession of weapons by trannies. Now, I don't know how it was phrased. I just saw the headline. I wrote about that actually last Thursday at Ace of Spades on my morning rant, and I'm put off by any restrictions on the Second Amendment. I think it's an unequivocal amendment. I think that it defends something that is basic in our DNA, and that is the right to self-defense and the right to destroy tyrants if we need to. But if we're going to restrict it, it should be very, very carefully done, and it should approach a real issue. And the question is, is violence by tranny is a real issue, and it boy, it sure seems that way, doesn't it?
It certainly does. There have been at least a, three or four different issues just in of shooting incidents and murder and slaughters in the last 6 months to a year committed by transsexuals.
Now, let's face it, the vast majority of violence in the United States is in the inner cities, and the amount of violence perpetrated by trannies is small because there aren't that many of them, thank God. So if we really want to do something about violence, how about simply policing the inner cities and dealing with it that way? But this is a high, obviously a very, very high profile, murdering children at a religious at a in a Catholic church while they were praying is about as vile and cowardly and disgusting as it gets. So, and if that is what the transsexual lunatics in this country are going to do in the future, yes, take their guns away.
And
And I
as
don't say that
yes.
lightly, but yes, take their guns away.
Well, I mean, as I and it's an interest. It prevents an interest. Well, it presents, I should say, an interesting. And that's we were that brought. It's a conundrum in that, and I agree with you. I believe in the the right to the Second Amendment. But then again, who is to decide? I mean, is someone like Divine, let's say, who just or RuPaul, who puts on a, should they be banned from having, or if someone has a set like Renee, Dr. Renee Richards. Should Dr. Renee Richards be prevented from having a firearm? Does he, she, it present the proclivity to go shoot up a church just because they do that? There's got to be some sort of like actual causality to it. And I don't necessarily see that. And it's a slippery slope. But what I like about the
Well, but
issue.
see that, but see that's the thing. Causality, well, sure. How about this? The vast majority of people with psychiatric illness are not dangerous. And they are medicated and they seem to function reasonably well in the United States, at least. Should we
Right.
not allow them to possess weapons? And the answer is yes, we should not allow them to possess weapons because somebody,
Agreed.
under the care of a psychiatrist, taking very, very powerful psychoactive drugs is probably not a good risk. So I see nothing wrong with banning, taking away Second Amendment rights from trannies. These are people who are taking very, very powerful, very poorly understood drugs to change their essentially their basic makeup. And is that a risk that we should be willing to take? I'm not so sure.
I do agree with you, and what I like about the issue is that it forces the left to confront the transsexual issue, because for years and years they've been claiming, oh, these people are the salt of the earth and as normal can be. And of course, this is far from, far from the truth. And of course, it also forces them to confront the. How could you deny them the right to keep and bear arms? Well, if you're going to not try to deny me the right to keep and bear arms, and so it forces them to sort of. It paints them into a corner. So good. So
Fisher
good. Good for
cut
that.
balls.
Yeah,
Never know.
exactly.
No, 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 no. Sorry, that was bad. Well, okay, it's a terrible joke, but Batesim is balls in Yiddish. So,
Yes. Fisher
never
cut
mind.
baits.
Yeah, Batesim. Yeah, I'm sorry, folks. Anyway.
Do we have the cojones to continue?
Oh, there we go.
I hope so. Vico
Well, the ball's in
Jones.
your court on this one, so.
Yeah. Apostrophe S, not S apostrophe. Oh,
Yeah.
yes.
So something else. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go. You have another. I think that for me, that seemed to have been the most of the issues that I had on my hit parade. But what else have you got for us, CBD?
RFK Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Testified before Congress yesterday. I think, was it yesterday?
Yes.
Yesterday. And it was quite. He was quite bombastic in a very good way. He was, as usual, these congressional hearings devolve into senators or congressmen going after sound bites and not allowing the person who was testifying to make any substantive claims. But RFK Jr. is not a dumb man, and he understands how that system works, and he gave as good as he got, and it makes me smile. And his overriding point is that over the last 50 years, our country has gotten fat and sick, and maybe we should do something different. And I can't argue the point. He is correct. What disturbs me a little bit about RFK Jr. is his blanket criticisms of vaccines, in spite of the huge amount of data that show that conventional vaccines are lifesavers. Probably the biggest one of the 20th century is the polio vaccine. It works very well. It was a magnificent thing. Now, when I say conventional, that's a very important point. Conventional as opposed to the new and very poorly studied mRNA vaccines. Those make me very, they make me queasy, actually. And I think that the data are not in on the safety of those vaccines. But aside from that, RFK Jr. Did very well in front of Congress yesterday. And I think that they are going to be very careful in the future when they criticize him, because they now, I mean, he certainly sent a shot across Congress's bow.
I mean, and CBD, correct me if, and all of you in the comments, correct me if I'm wrong. Along with his those criticisms, which are valid that he has, I think I don't know that RF, maybe I think his criticisms of general in the past of vaccines generally were not so much the vaccines themselves, but in particular, he has been a sort of waving the flag of the warning flags about autism. It's not so much that vaccines cause autism; it's just that by ganging them, one after the other, all at once for children in order to go to school, all of them at once en masse into a child's arm before they can be admitted into a school is something that needs to be studied. And a lot of, and there may very well be links to that. And I, for one, you can't, I mean, as a cancer survivor and someone who's gone through chemotherapy and radiation therapy, and I just took one medicine for crying out loud, I mean, certainly, if you're going to have a child be pumped full of different vaccines all at once, or one after the other, I mean, shouldn't we sort of take a moment and catch a breath and say, hey, wait a minute, shouldn't we look at this? So, and that is something that I think that should be looked at. But yes, a blanket condemnation, if that is what RFK Jr. had done in the past, and I'm not so sure that he did, and if he did,
No, he didn't.
that's
And if I gave you that impression, I misspoke. I apologize.
okay. That's okay. So I think he, I mean, and before he, obviously, the 2024 election, he was a candidate for the Democrat Party, and failing that, he ran as an independent, and failing that, he got on board the MAGA train, and he's been a good ally to Donald Trump. And I like the idea of Make America Healthy Again, because we Americans are fat and whatever. And again, it's a criticism of the bureaucracy. We put in place this massive multi-billion-dollar health bureaucracy, whether it's the CDC, Health and Human Services, and whatnot, the FDA, to try to supposedly keep people healthy, and they have failed miserably in all the decades that they've been in existence. They have failed to do so. We have more heart disease, more obesity, more diabetes, more everything than you can name. And, and if he fires someone because they're doing a shit job, good on him for doing so. And to hell with the Democrats for criticizing him, because, oh, you can't just cut them. So you're firing people who are experts in their field, and you're making them. I mean, that's just such
Listen,
bunch of.
let's talk about that. Experts in their field. That's a lot of bullshit. The United States is an outlier when it comes to the use of the COVID-19 vaccine. If you look at Europe, and again, I'm not saying that they're right or wrong, but we are definitely an outlier. If you look at Europe, I think France, they don't recommend it until you're 80 years old or you have a pre-existing condition. I think the UK is 75 years old. So we're lunatics when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine. Oh, give it to everybody. Give it to the 3-month-old. Fuck that. Let's see the data before we start pushing that kind of stuff. So the so-called experts in the United States are bullshit. And I think that it was absolutely appropriate that RFK Jr. fired that lunatic. I forgot her name. I apologize.
It's okay.
From the CDC. But look, what we need is science-based medicine. And we don't have that. We have politics-based medicine. And if RFK is pushing that, then I'm very, very happy with what he's doing. I just don't want a man who was reflexively anti-vaccine to have authority over our vaccine policy. And he is sometimes reflexively anti-vaccine, not always. And you're correct to correct me.
Right, and I think
And
it's just because
that's
it just,
my only problem with RFK Jr. But he's
yeah,
also
I think,
sticking it to these asshole senators, so that's fine with me
yeah,
too.
absolutely, and it's just, and you know, and what I can't stand is the media, going nuts with him by claiming that it's that credibly accused murderer Joe Scarborough was ripping into him for claiming supposedly that the vaccines or the COVID, especially the COVID vaccine, was more dangerous than the disease itself. And we have seen story after story, which the press had buried, and statistic after statistic showing literally tens of thousands of people all over the world dying because of this vaccine, or for some reason there were, and it's been covered up, and nobody has dug into this. And I'm not going to take that shot. No way. I know. I mean, I have a in my family. My brother, for one, took it, and he was forced to take it for his job, and he developed tinnitus because of it. And I believe him. He, his hearing was perfect. And up until that, like all of a sudden, months later, he had uncontrollable ringing in his ear. And they don't know, that's what they attribute it to. And there are people with the bacteria, what is it, myocarditis, the heart disease problems because of the, and people have died because of it. So for the, and it's this thing was wet, rushed. Unfortunately, I think Trump was forced to put this put in into play because they wouldn't let him, because he wanted to, he said, I wanted to use hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which are proven at pennies a dose to be very effective in combating viruses. But of course, there you go. Anything Trump wants has got to be evil, so it must be stopped. Oh, well, he was backed into forcing the drug companies in a way to produce this vaccine. And of course, as we all know, it was Anthony Fauci, along with the Chi-Coms, who created the disease in their lab in the first place. And probably while they were creating the disease, they created the cure at the same time. It's, I mean, you talk about crimes against humanity and where people need to swing. Forget about RFK Jr. He's a hero in my eyes. It's Anthony Fauci and everybody else that really, boy, they deserve the gallows for what they did to this world and this country.
I think that the COVID-19 debacle in the United States has pushed Americans away from the so-called experts more than anything else certainly in my memory. My father was an infectious disease consultant. He was a professor of infectious diseases, and vaccines were spoken of in hushed and reverential terms in my house. My grandfather worked on the DPT vaccine, and anyway, vaccines were important, and they were lauded in my home. So when the COVID vaccine, when they started talking about how quickly they had done the research and it was going to come out in a matter of months, I was very, very impressed. In retrospect, it was not a scientific achievement. It was a political achievement. And they were pushing it for reasons, obviously the clear acquisitive reasons. Yeah, they were going to make a ton of money. And where that money was going inside Washington is something that disgusts me. But there was also a sort of an odd, just do what we say because we're smart. We are the experts. And that really put me off. And I think it put off a lot of Americans. And that's going to hurt us in the long run because, ignoring sound medical advice because 5 years ago they fucked up the COVID vaccine response in unbelievably badly is a bad thing for the American people. And it's going to take a long time for us, and I count myself as us, to return to some semblance of acceptance of well done medical research. And that's the question. When are we
Yep, I
going to
think.
return to simple medical research?
Exactly. And I forgot who said it. It's somebody must have said this quote, and I'm mangling the quote probably, but trust once lost is impossible to regain. And it's like, these people that are telling us, whatever, and all of this crap coming out about it is just, and it's the same thing with the whole global warming madness. Nobody, and on a positive note, more and more people are totally abandoning that shit because they see that that's a complete farce. So that's a good thing. And these were the experts. If you remember Time magazine in 1975, the infamous cover showing Manhattan under 500 or 5,000 feet of ice. And the same experts were telling us that Manhattan will be swamped by the Atlantic Ocean, because of warming. First it's cold, then it's the first it's an ice age, then it's the tropical whatever. I mean, forget it. All right.
All right, we're rambling. So, you got anything else? Something uplifting. Come on.
Something uplifting. What can be uplifting? Sydney Sweeney's décolletage, that is always uplifting. I'm trying to think, what can be uplifting? Well, I mean, as I said, I mean, whatever. God bless Donald Trump. His approval rating is whatever. There was another article that showed a poll of him. His numbers are climbing. He's doing very, very well. And J.D. Vance in a poll is for 2028. It looks like he could theoretically wipe the floor with Gavin Newsom should he become the Democrat nominee for 2028. So,
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah. So
absolutely.
I people have been talking about Rubio as a potential candidate, and absolutely based on his fantastic work as our Secretary of State, I would consider him as a viable candidate for the presidency. But I think that J.D. Vance is probably a better choice, and that is not criticizing Rubio. I think Rubio has the opportunity to be a world-changing Secretary of State. And I hope that he sticks it out for the next 3.5 years. And if he runs for the nomination and loses, I hope that he remains as Secretary of State. That man was
Absolutely.
born to that position. Every single thing I've seen him say has been spot on. He is so damned impressive that I just hope that he stays there until he dies.
Well, let's be careful what you wish for, because that's a monkey's paw kind of
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
thing. As long as we're Yiddish, you say bis 120, meaning 120. It should live to be 120. So there
Yeah.
you go. There was another bit of good news that, and speaking of Florida, there was this hideous circuit court judge which blocked the construction of Alligator Alley, and
Yeah.
that unconstitutional injunction has been lifted. So Alligator Alley will go forward as a holding area for illegal aliens to be shipped back to wherever. And as I
Fantastic.
say, I feel bad for the poor alligators that have to swim with those
Yeah.
And the water is polluted by disease-carrying illegal aliens. Yeah. Sorry
So
about that.
what is wonderful about what is going on now is that the Democrat Party has been pushed so far to the left that they are in the unenviable position of having to defend far left ideas, and they're defending them in the mass media, and so many of them are simply indefensible. They sound like they're lunatics. Now, it's entirely possible that they are lunatics, but they're defending these things that even 5 or 10 years ago would have been laughed at, but they have now become mainstream in the Democrat Party, and unless that changes, I think that the Democrat Party is in for a very, very bad several years.
Well, to Psaki square the circle, PSIRCLE, and go back to that poll about Gen Z wanting a socialist to run the country. Oi. So,
Yeah.
that's kind of, we're in a quandary about that. Yes, they are defending the indefensible, but then again, you have seemingly with this poll indicating the up and coming generations of voters wanting exactly that. So we got trouble in River City, folks. I think.
right. I wanted to start. I wanted to finish this on a positive note. So we're going to ignore that, although I really do want to get Jim Lakely on maybe next week and talk to him
Yes.
about this.
Yes, and we've had Jim on in the past, and yes, I was
Yeah.
even going to maybe send you a note to say have maybe see if you can get him on now. But
Yeah, that'd be
okay,
great.
we'll hold
That'd
him
be
off for
great.
next week, and we'll see what his thoughts are and what the brain trust is over at Heartland seems to think, as we put it in context to all the kind of sort of, anecdotal things we're bringing up that seem to sort of, fly in the face of those the good news that flies in the face of the polling.
Yeah. So let's end on a positive note, and that is that Donald Trump signed an executive order renaming the Defense Department the Department of War. And it sounds quite warlike to do, but it is honest. The Department of Defense, come on, folks, we have the United States has descended into this mockery of language. We don't want to call things by their real names. The Department of Defense is not the Department of Defense. It is the Department of War. They are designed to conduct war. Whether those are defensive wars or offensive wars is a different issue, but it is the Department of War. And I'm pleased that Donald Trump did that.
I assume that DOGE got rid of this if it ever existed in the first place. But remember that left-wing crackpot lunacy of a Department of Peace? Maybe they could change their name to the Defense Department. Anyway.
All right, folks, thank you very much for listening to us. Thank you very much for hitting the tip jar. Thank you very much for commenting. Come on, comment, both on cutchipnewsletter.com and over at Ace of Spades, where both Sefton and I write. Hope you all have a nice weekend. And Sefton, take it away.
Yes, for CBD, it's JJ Sefton here at the CutJib Newsletter Podcasting Network, where we podcastulize as best we can, at least once a week for your dining and dancing pleasure. And thank you so much again for your love and support and hitting the tip jar and commenting. And visit us. We're on all the popular at CJN. You can listen to us. You can listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and also on our Rumble channel. So. And do comment, and we read and engage with you as much as we can. And God bless you all, and have a wonderful weekend. See you next time from around the world and across the nation and up your street.
Thanks for listening, folks.